Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County has seen two more cases of COVID-19 as of the end of last week. That brings the number of confirmed cases last week to 11, active cases to 15, and confirmed cases since the pandemic began to 4,249, with 61 confirmed deaths for the year. According to the Wyoming Department of Health, 6,335 first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine have been given since the first of the month, with just over 4,100 folks who've received both doses. Campbell County School District has opened its enrollment period for virtual learning for the next school year. According to the news record, Principal Lori Davis of the Campbell County Virtual School and Little Powder School says it's too early to make any firm predictions about enrollment. She fully expects enrollment to be lower than last year. Current enrollment at CCVS is 96 students. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Active cases of COVID-19 in Campbell County now stand at 15. Seven people associated with drug ringleader Raymond Arthur Carnahan have been convicted and sentenced in connection with a methamphetamine ring. In the fall of last year, the State Division of Criminal Investigations received information that Carnahan and his associates were involved in the distribution and sale of methamphetamine in the area. Sentences handed down to each of Carnahan's associates at the least totaled 8 years in prison. Campbell County Health Administration and trustees expect more financially difficult years ahead. The News Herald reports that among fewer visits, increased competition, and COVID-19, CCH would have seen more than a $3 million loss for the year if not for funding from the CARES Act, state grants, insurance, and legal settlements during 2021. 2021 will be the fifth year Campbell County Health has operated in the red. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.